This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. It's difficult to be a newcomer, whether we're talking a new school, a new job, or a new country. You have to learn to adapt, to fit in. You have to be open to new experiences. But when it comes to immigrants, it's not as though they're leaving their home cultures behind. In fact, there's a lot that Americans can learn from those who are new to our shores. Not just things like new foods to try or languages to learn. Different customs that can strengthen your family life, your well-being, and even your financial clout. Claudia Kolker is the author of The Immigrant Advantage, What We Can Learn from Newcomers to America About Health, Happiness, and Hope. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Right now, we have the so-called Gang of Eight out there with a bipartisan plan for immigration reform. Do you think Americans are considering the benefits of immigration rather than just worrying about all the perceived negatives, such as competition, overpopulation, and other such things that might throw barriers in the pathway for citizenship?
I think we're not considering it as much as we could. And honestly, that in a lot of ways, that's human nature. I don't think we've ever considered it very much. But it is useful because there is so much evidence that on an entrepreneurial level, on a business formation level, on a preventive healthcare level, that the immigrants who are here in this country already, the people we already can track and know about, have enriched us both metaphorically and literally. So it is a good time to look around us and see the ways that immigrants are succeeding in the things that we want.
It seems as though when people consider the immigrant experience, they view it in terms of solely an economic lens. And yet, as you write in the book, there are some very personal elements as well that could be of great value to Americans.
Exactly. So I realized that my immigrant friends had all sorts of achievements in terms of their children, their families, their savings, even their mealtime habits that I wanted. So really, I sometimes say that this book is based on envy. And eventually, it became a book where in reporting it, I would ask foreign-born people, what's the smartest thing that people in your country do that we in the United States should emulate, even as you hang on to them? And the interesting thing was that everybody had a very quick answer.
For example, you have one chapter called The Vietnamese Money Club. Tell us about that.
I will. And then after telling you about it, I will go to my Vietnamese Money Club, which is in its fifth year, and that we're having a meeting tonight in Houston. Recent immigrants often use it, and there are versions of them all over the world. And the technical name for them is usually a rotating credit association, a rotating loan club. This is how they work. They're very simple. Say you have a dozen people, and each person commits to give a certain amount of money, the same amount of money, every month until you've gone through 12 months, one for each person. And then, either through a list or drawing lots, each month, one person walks home from the meeting with all that money in cash. And that's it. No interest, no nothing. But then that person has to keep coming back for the next 11 months till all of his or her friends in the group have gotten their pot of money. And it's using positive peer pressure, but it's extraordinary how powerful it is. And it's not just about the money. Even one time to forget my money one time or say, oops, let me give you an IOU, you will destroy your credit with all your best friends kind of forever. And in the Vietnamese community, it is serious business.
And there are a number of other cultural elements that you introduce, such as helping women after childbirth. Now, when we're talking about healthcare is obviously going to be a very expensive commodity for many people. What did you find among immigrant experiences that would in any way change an American's interaction with the healthcare system?
There's something called the immigrant health paradox, which is getting more and more attention, and it's not fully understood. But we know that foreign-born people live about 3 years longer than native-born Americans in this country. We know that the babies of foreign-born people, and particularly the babies of Mexican immigrant women who have very little health care, very little management of English, a lot of deficits, those babies in the first week and month of life have lower infant mortality than the babies of non-Hispanic Caucasian women. And there's also good evidence that foreign-born people in this country, and again, we're talking across the spectrum, all economic levels, foreign-born people appear to have markedly fewer instances of major mental health problems. Foreign-born people smoke less. They pamper new mothers.
You've got your money club tonight. When are you next expecting to get the pot?
August.
And what are you going to get with your pot of money?
I hope to get a college education for my twin daughters. I hope it covers that.
All right. Claudia Kolker is the author of The Immigrant Advantage, and she's a contributing editor at the Houston Chronicle. Claudia, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
13% of the U.S. population is made up of immigrants, both legal and less so. That means there are more than 40 million immigrants in America today. How much do you know about them and where they come from? Test your knowledge online with our immigration quiz at marketplacemoney.org.